Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
What's the stat on divorce now? 52, 58?
A little bit higher, 4. Because millennials aren't getting married, or they are, they're getting married later. That means the divorce rate.
Oh, has it come down?
Yeah, it's being askew now.
Well, we're going to save marriages right now. I mean,
okay.
If you're going to go get a marriage counselor or something, you don't need, stop. Don't even go.
Okay, yeah, right.
We got it.
Okay,
we got you.
All right.
Steve and I. Steve's never been married.
No.
I just keep divorcing him, leaving him by the wayside. But we have paper with actual good advice. On it.
We do.
Here's what happened. A bunch of older married couples, mm-hmm. people who have survived that, you know, 52% or 48%, whatever the divorce rate is, got together and wrote down their keys to how to keep a marriage going, and they want to pass it on to engaged couples.
Okay.
And so I guess what they did is they took the advice from all these different people and compiled it and said, like, these are the few things that almost everybody said that were in common. Like, this is the way, if you're engaged and you're like trying to get over that, you want to be one of the successful ones, here's exactly how to do it.
Did you have problems with this too? Or
here's the deal. I didn't read it.
Okay.
So I'm going to, I just saw it and I'm
we'll
like,
find this, out all
we're
going
to find out together.
Okay.
And I'm going to find, yes, this is where I find out. I got to head to a counselor. Once you get married, your spouse becomes your family and your family becomes your relatives. It's an important concept to remember and adopt because you and your partner are now a team after you get married. So you have to switch what you think. It's like you've always thought of your mom, dad, and your siblings as your family. Now they're your like the married people who made it work. You have to flip the script and call them your relatives now, and he or she is now your family.
I would have a super hard time with that because one day it's normal. And then the next day I say the words I do and I inherit all these other people.
Well, you just,
and their crap.
You just really only have to inherit her.
Yes. And her,
and then, those are her relatives. Both of you have to kind of like, I think what they're saying is you got to cut the cord. Like now your priority has to be one another. Like if like you got to save the life of your family, that's not your mom. That's your wife.
Oh, okay. No, I agree with this.
You've got to say
you're a new family.
Yep.
It's you two against the world.
You still care about them because they're your relatives.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
So on wedding day, do you automatically call your in-laws mom and dad then? Or is it way before then? Or
my wife was calling my parents mom and dad like really early on.
Didn't you have a problem?
I don't. I've never had a problem with
that. They're not your parents!
I don't find that weird. But like, you do it. Like, Sam, who works here.
Yes.
When her mom's around, you're like, hey, mom.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's just a thing you do. You just call somebody else's mom.
Okay.
Like, it feels weird to say Mrs. Hill or call her by her first name. It's weird.
Isn't it weird going right to mom?
It does feel weird. Okay. But yeah. Next, this is a big one. You don't argue to win. This is advice from married couples to engaged couples. You argue to understand your partner's perspective. All couples argue, but happy couples argue fairly.
Thank you. Everybody argues to try and get a winner or a loser. And that's you're just not understanding each other. Come to a common just look for understanding.
Oh my God, I am terrible.
What? Oh,
you're
all for blood.
I won't argue at all. I won't say anything. If I feel like I've made a mistake or whatever, I just like back down. And then when it's time to go, I feel like, whoa, wait, that you're not seeing that correctly, then I'll argue, but I won't argue to get my perspective out. I will argue till I browbeat you into understanding exactly what I said and say that I'm right.
Okay, so you argue to win.
Yes.
Does your wife do the same?
No.
Oh, she. I don't
well,
understand.
No. Now she does. Like, well, I've created
because you. Yes, oh, now and now,
now
it's a
now it's an actual battle. That's a really telling statement. I've never heard that said before that way.
I heard that so long ago.
Oh wow, I missed that.
And all the married couples missed that one. You're in it for blood.
I'm not in it for blood, but if I'm willing to fight, I'm willing to fight to win. I don't believe in fighting unless there's a an end. It's like Vietnam. Do we lose? Do we win? What do we? You know what I'm saying? It's like you go. Why go?
Play to win. Yeah.
Yeah. You play to win. You know. You don't go on a. You don't go play football and go. I just want to show you how good I am at this. But I don't care what the score is. I absolutely care what the score is.
But see, you keep thinking it's a competition.
I do, and that's a mistake.
And so does she now.
That's my fault. Never stop telling your partner how grateful you are for what they do in your life.
The little things, people. Little things.
According to these people, they're like, even if they just took the trash out.
Little.
Hey, oh, my God. That's
it really is.
This is a huge one that I think I want to say women needed, because I don't think men do this, but this is a huge one. Don't marry someone you feel compelled to change. These are great, aren't they?
Just simply
we're
great.
Saving lives today.
Heck yeah.
Married advice to engaged couples. You can't just love who you marry. You have to like him or her too, is what they're saying.
And that kind of makes sense.
Finally, and this is a huge one, and most married couples blow this.
Uh-oh.
Never, ever, ever stop dating each other.
Never stop courting. Yes.
You got to keep the romance alive.
If you don't, I'll court your wife then.
Steve, just send your digits over on Facebook. Steve will start courting you today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.